The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. I hope you know very well about Father God and the Son Jesus. Question is, how much do you know and understand about the Holy Spirit? Jesus tells his disciples and us this in John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Those four verses establishes so very much. Did you hear how Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as first the helper and then the Spirit of truth? Jesus also establishes that the Holy Spirit is referred to as him with a capital H. Jesus also engraves the Holy Spirit as part of the Trinity, where the three parts are one through verse 18. Here's that verse again. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. There are some who believe that the Holy Spirit isn't actually brought to us first by Jesus. They say that the angel of the Lord who appears numerous times throughout the Old Testament is actually the first time we meet the Holy Spirit. No, that's not correct. The angel of the Lord, as we see in the numerous examples, is in fact the pre-Jesus Jesus who commands and corrects. There's this instance from Zechariah chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. And no doubt the most known appearance of the angel of the Lord comes about involving Moses. This is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, meaning Moses, in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. But what you say? Does that mean that the pre-Jesus Jesus came to Joseph to clue him in on what was about to happen to Mary? What about who told the shepherd wise men about the birth of Jesus? It says in the Bible that they were told by an angel of the Lord. Let's look at those New Testament verses again. That angel is called an angel rather than the angel. Also in the New Testament, an angel is spelled with a lowercase a for angel, while the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is spelled with an uppercase a. Now that we've settled that, let's go back to the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus lays this before us. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Once again, Jesus tells us so much with so few words. He lets us know that the Holy Spirit comes to us directly from Father God. Does the Holy Spirit teach us just a few things, several things, some things? Do we learn only some parts of faith, love, and living God's word from the Holy Spirit? No, Jesus clearly states that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. The Holy Spirit also serves as our Jesus reference library. Jesus teaches us that the Holy Spirit will help us remember all that Jesus teaches us. How can this be? It's not a mystery. Jesus explains in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. We read that Jesus brought the Holy Spirit to be with us. Where is he? He exists within every faithful Christian. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the empowerment of our faith. Here's how Jesus tells about this in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Paul adds this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? It's the Holy Spirit who keeps us right as we await the return of Jesus. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Now, if all that I've shared with you doesn't bring you to an understanding about how important it is to take the Holy Spirit seriously, then let me conclude with this warning by Jesus, which we read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him either in this age or in the age to come.